This is Dr. Lee dictating history physical, patient name Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E, Clyde Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Clyde Wilson, date of birth, 7-3-1952, place, Future Care Charles Village, date of service, 12-14-2021. History of present illness. This is a 69-year-old gentleman. He was admitted to Franklin's Care Hospital Center. Patient has a history of a right femur intracontractic fracture in September 2021. He has intramedullary nailing done. And he also has a known history of hepatitis C, alcohol abuse, and cervical stenosis. He presented this time in December to Franklin's Care complaining of generalized weakness, fatigue, ambulatory dysfunction. Patient was also reported to have a homeless. Previously, he was discharged to the Heritage Nursing Home, but he was noted to be on the street for 2-3 days. He was brought by the EMS. In the emergency room, patient was noted to have blood pressure of 90 over 50. Pulse ox 97% on room air. He was given IV fluid for hypotension. WBC count was 12.2, BUN 53, creatinine 2.78. Suggestive of renal failure. CPK was elevated. Patient has a right hip femur knee x-ray done. Tiny giant effusion noted. And ORIF was unremarkable. Because patient has a failure to thrive, homeless, because of difficulty walking, ambulatory dysfunction, physical therapy done, because of recent hip fracture, patient was recommended for subacute rehab and patient was sent to the Future Care Charles Village. AKI was reported secondary to dehydration. At present, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history. Right femur fracture, secondary to pedestrian hit by car in September 2021. Status post-surgery, intramedullary nailing in September. Number 2, hepatitis C. Number 3, alcohol abuse. Number 4, cervical stenosis. Medication upon discharge from the hospital, folic acid 1 mg daily, multivitamin daily, thiamine 100 mg daily. Allergies not known, social history, history of alcohol abuse, he denies any other drugs, he's homeless. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough. GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital, urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paralipsia, no heatocontinence. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented to M3. Next line, vital, stable. Next line, respiratory, no respiratory distress, breathing comfortable. Lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart estimates to regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, balsam positive. Next line extremity, no edema. Next line neuro, he's awake, alert, in time 3. Assessment number 1. Ambulatory dysfunction number 2. History of right femur fracture. Status was intramedullary nailing in September 2021. Number 3, alcohol abuse. Number 4, history of hepatitis C. Number 5, history of cervical stenosis. Plan of care will continue on his current medication, PTOT, and monitor him closely. Care plan discussed with nursing staff.